Harris is charged with purposely leaving his 22-month-old son Cooper to die in a hot car in 2014. Matthew McCoyd is a former DA of DeKalb County and teaches a class on jury selection at Emory. He says in this case, this is the only time the attorneys get to talk directly to the jurors.
The lawyers are establishing their individual personal credibility with the jurors when they're talking to them.
The jury pool started with more than 500 people, and McCoyd says lawyers on both sides will only pick those they think they can convince.
It's much more of a, I'm going to ask questions, try to get this individual juror talking to me so that I can get a better understanding of whether they'll listen to me and whether they have any preconceived notions.
Atlanta-based lawyer Randy Kessler says lawyers on both sides have to do more than just listen to the answers potential jurors give during the process.
If they shudder, if the thought of this crime makes them wince and they can't even look you in the eye when talking about it, that may not be a good person for the defense. If, on the other hand, they talk in a matter-of-fact tone as if people get wrongly accused all the time and it's not something that they have a problem undoing, you've got to be intuitive.
Because of the expected length of the trial, some legal experts say more than 40 jurors may be needed in the pool before the trial can begin. The defense is not seeking the death penalty. John Lawrence, WABE News.